Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Can't get enough of it, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Rick Maurer is our guest, our good friend, author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? My constant lament in my operation, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Also, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, that's another book. I encourage you to check them out. That one, by the way, is a revised edition, and that tells you it's a good one. And Rick is our change management expert, and we've been talking, Rick, about how to influence others, but first, before you try to do that, ask yourself a couple of important questions. How important is it? And when I ask the question, when I get the answer, can I deal with the answer? Am I willing to really be influenced myself by the answer? All right, so last segment, wrap this up for us. Put a bow on it.
Yep. Okay. So a couple of ideas that your listeners could do, you know, right now. One is you could ask people, so here's my idea. I'm going to tell you what my idea is. I want you to shoot holes in it. Even if you like it, I want you to shoot holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new book out called The Originals. People have come up with really good ideas that stick. And it's one of the techniques some of them use. I mean, and they'll say, all right, I know you like it, but tell me what you don't, where's the holes in it? And it actually can make your idea stronger. The second thing is, if you're going to ask just for feedback, be careful. Make sure you ask very specifically what you want. Don't say, well, okay, so give me your thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
That may be way too broad.
Right.
You might say, okay, we're going to go ahead with this. I would like to know your ideas for the best ways for us to go ahead. Because if you just say, I want your ideas about rerouting stuff, those people say, well, I don't think we should do it, and blah, blah. You've got to be... The more specific you are about what you're looking for, the better response you're going to get.
Is it possible? So in selling, when you learn how to sell, you learn about directive and non-directive questions, probes. And a directive question requires nothing but a yes or a no. An indirect, non-directive probe is basically set up with one of the interrogatives: who, what, when, where, how, right? So,
right.
Is it possible when you're asking these questions that you would intentionally ask some questions indirect and to hope to get more feedback, and some you don't want them to elaborate; you just want them to say, "I like," "I don't like."
Yeah, if you made up your mind about something, then my question would be, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you ask the question, do you like or not, and they say, no, we don't like, what are you going to do? Because your mind's already made up.
Or you might say,
I've
already decided to build this wall. There's no going back on that. So my question is, you want it purple or you want it orange?
Exactly.
Okay. But again, folks, this is not to lead them. This type of question is a handy way to get answers out of them and move on. Go ahead. Now, what's the rest of this?
Okay, the last one, I call it Coffee with Joe, and everybody listening has got a Joe. Joe is either gender. And Joe is the kind of person who will tell you like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just pull them aside and say, hey, Joe, just between you and me, what do you think of this idea that I've been kicking around? Or what are people saying? And you're not asking them to name names, but these Joes of the world don't understand the phrase career-limiting move. They'll tell you. And, you know, and the reason I say coffee with Joe and not lunch with Joe is you don't want to spend a whole lot of time with the Joes. I mean, but, you know, 5-10 minutes, they'll tell you a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You go, wow, if I start tomorrow, I'm just going to get this wall of resistance or something.
Right.
And it's... And in every office I've ever worked in, when I say Coffee with Joe, people nod their heads. They know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
they start looking at the guy in the corner. And he says, what?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, well, this is fascinating. So, folks, you got your instructions. This is how you influence other people. This is all part of change, all part of relief. This is what Rick means, folks, when he talks about not just accepting, not just managing change, but leading change. And there's some specific tools and best practices you can use. And that's what he's been teaching us. Rick, thank you for all this. One more time on the website, please.
Sure thing. Rick Maurer, Maurer.com.
Will you come back?
I would love to.
Let's do 16 more years. What do you think?
What the heck?
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blassingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.